Welcome to Sincerely Trish. This is an inspiring show based on stories, experiences, friends, faith, and family. You know, the good stuff in life. So when life throws you down, don't lose faith. Carry on with more meaning. Let's roll.
Hello, welcome to Sincerely Trish. This is episode number 34. I found myself thinking of the word restore. Restore means to bring back to life, to restore our faith, to restore the feeling. And when I look at Natalie's friends and those that were really closest to her, and I spend time with them, I realize how much they restore in me. I was lucky enough to be with Katie Sieben, her dear friend from Richmond, Virginia. I'm lucky enough to be with my daughter, Caroline. I'm lucky enough to be with Michael, Natalie's man. And all of these people restore my feelings of Natalie being with me, the energy, the love of their life, the let's help people have a better day attitude, that I'm going to enjoy this time, this moment, feeling the laughter, the joy, and just what Natalie believed in, the little things. While driving in the car, we started to think about little things that restore our faith in humanity. And it's always a sunrise or a sunset. But we also talked about how much we enjoy seeing rainbows and dolphins. And we laughed about how much we love to see little panda baby bears. I am now going to hand over the mic to Katie Sieben. She's got some great insight.
When I first started working, my manager at the time had a little yellow book on her desk, and I picked it up one day. It's called 14,000 Things to Be Happy About by Barbara Ann Kipfer. And what this author had done was she had written down little things that make her happy every day. And she had done this for years and years and years and eventually compiled everything she had written down and published this book. And everything she had written down, it was so funny because they were seemingly such small things, but they were so relatable and they were so clever. And you could tell that she really valued the little things in every day that made her happy. And they're things that, if you're not paying attention, are easily overlooked. And for example, one page in her book of things that made her happy were pajamas at breakfast, seeing the moon rise, the feel of rug under bare feet, a lake catching the last flecks of sunlight coming in over the pines, and the position of your head as you bite into a taco. So a couple years ago, I think the same year, I'd say 2010, I started making my own little book of things that made me happy, such as oatmeal, the smell of coffee in the morning, the stillness of the lakes in the morning, Vermont, sunrises, sunsets. You get the idea. Well, I ended up finding this book about a couple weeks ago, and I had written only 5 or 6 pages in it, but it was so fun to look back at in terms of things at the time that made me happy. And the concept of the book, like I was mentioning before, the deeper message of really paying attention to the little things is really what life is all about. I have a quote at my desk at work, and it's by H. Jackson Brown Jr., and it says, "Watch the sunrise at least once a year. Put a lot of marshmallows in your hot chocolate. Lie on your back and look at the stars. Never buy a coffee table you can't put your feet on. Never pass up the chance to jump on a trampoline. Don't overlook life's small joys while searching for the big ones." And I think that's the whole point. It's really easy to get kind of lost and you forget to look at the little things and you're focusing too much on the things that don't matter. And 3 weeks ago, I had the privilege of running the Boston Marathon, and I read a book that a friend had given me before running the marathon, and it was a history mile by mile. And I read the book before running it and ran the race and enjoyed every single minute and just completely soaked it all in. And after the race was over, I was able to read the epilogue of the book that I hadn't had a chance to read before the race. And it was a tribute to the victims of the 2013 Boston Marathon bombings. And that had been in my head throughout the race, just thinking about it. But also, when I actually saw where the book mentioned where the bombs had been placed, and those were areas that I had actually seen towards the end of my run, it was just so moving and emotional to actually run by the place where the bombs had been, and to look at all the people standing there, just completely innocent people, and thinking about how it was the same thing in 2013. The people standing there were just simply in the wrong place at the wrong time. And the past, I think I've always known that, but the past 2 years has really made me think about that and how so much in this world is so random, and it's you're in the wrong place at the wrong time or you're in the right place at the right time. And that's the difference between being seriously hurt or even worse, being alive. And I started thinking about all the people that day who you live almost in that what-if world. People who maybe were standing there and they went to the bathroom during that time, or they had changed locations at the last minute so they could get a better view, or their loved one had finished and they ended up leaving the spectating area. Just all those little things that happen that either puts you in the wrong place at the wrong time or puts you in the right place at the right time. The scariest thing about that is just coming to terms with how much is truly not in your control, and how, I mean, you'd have no idea that something like that was about to happen. You wouldn't expect it. That is such a historic event that Boston has so much pride in, an incredible display of athleticism, and all these athletes come together, and that's just the last thing that you would expect to happen on a day like that. But these things do happen, and anytime I hear about that, something like that, or a random shooting, or something else that just, you know, a random plane crash, or all these things, it's just completely out of your control. And that's the hard thing to come to terms with. And the fact is, you're never going to be able to control that. The only thing you can control is how you live your life every day. And if you want to think about those, the little things that make you happy, just like this author did with her book, or if you just want to completely miss that point, that is what is in your control. And that's the only thing that you can actually control. And it's such a cliche because you hear it all the time that tomorrow is never guaranteed. But if you have been through some sort of tragic situation and you've lost someone very close to you, it's not so much a cliche because it's so true. I mean, tomorrow really isn't guaranteed. The next hour isn't guaranteed. The world doesn't owe you anything. And a lot of times it is completely and entirely unfair. But there are small things that you can control because you do have this moment right now. Even if you don't have an hour from now or tomorrow or next week or next month, you do have this moment right now. And that's really the only thing that you can control and that you can make a difference in.
Thank you, Katie. What great thoughts you have. Imagine her just training and doing the Boston Marathon so fast. She didn't even tell you her time. I'll have to tell you everything and how she held it at 7 minutes something each mile. I don't know. It's over my head, folks. I couldn't even walk it. But it made me think of little things that I like. That little small bottle of ketchup you get when you go to a fancy restaurant that they put right on your plate. Seeing a beautifully set dining room table. I love Oxford shirts. Beautiful penmanship. A pack of colorful post-it notes. The fragrance of stargazer lilies. A neatly made bed. A clean bedroom, for that matter. When you think of the little things that Natalie would do for me, rubbing my feet, brushing my hair, leaving me a little note, and the small things that she did, not seeking credit, has left us all with such a beautiful ripple in the pond that just continues to go on and on. Thank you so much for listening to Sincerely Trish.
Thanks for listening to Sincerely Trish. Catch more life lessons on her blog, poodlewalker.com, on Instagram, poodlewalker1, on Twitter, poodlewalker10. And let's remember, lead by example, live to inspire, and until next time, let your light shine.